Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your host. I can't talk this morning, Trent. It's Sunday morning.
Are we coaching today?
Why, we might be. Hey, it's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
A lot of those out there listening today have another day off tomorrow, well-deserved.
My father didn't believe in Labor Day. Normal Memorial Day.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
That's a running joke. He thought Memorial Day was a Yankee holiday, is what he used to say.
Yeah.
And then when all of our customers became people that used to live north of the Mason-Dixon line, all these sweet women that I would get to know and talk to, and I would kind of... They would get my humor and have met my dad a time or two and love him, and I would tell them that. These women wanted to get in debates with me. They said, you're crazy. It ain't Yankee holiday. I said, tell my dad that.
Yeah, and they probably wouldn't. Your dad was
like, I need to go do some research. But Labor Day as well. No, Labor Day. The Andrew Roby in my whole entire life has always taken Labor Day off. Okay? We did not always take Memorial Day off.
We did not.
But we do now.
We do now.
Because... Because we're going a little more towards a socialist angle.
No, I don't know about that. But, it's also, I mean, for college football fans, which I know we have one in the room as our guest, and Phil Bushy is, it's basically, you know, it's a college football kickoff. Although they do all these games beforehand, the weekend before, and then Thursday night Clemson played Georgia Tech. Not a plug there or anything. Hopefully we're 1-0
at this point.
We don't know.
Maybe Clemson got upset.
But no, the true kickoff is, it seems to be the weekend of Labor Day. It's always something to look forward to.
I'm going to be having a good headache this morning listening to this show because yesterday is the Carolina game.
Here in Charlotte. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
I'm
that's
going
wonderful.
To that game. Going to go tailgate with some IPO buddies, and
there you go.
Ben Dobson's taking me and Reagan to the game, so it's going to be fun.
Should be a good game, I would hope. I don't really know much about it. Mac Brown's back.
Mac is back. Mm, the good old days. When I was in college. Chris Keldorf.
Oh, my gosh.
You used to probably hit Chris Keldorf, Bushy.
Who was it? Curtis and Leon Johnson. I'm trying to remember those two.
The Johnson
back.
And Johnson.
Yeah, those guys were good back.
And
in
then
the day.
Before them, I guess was Natron Means Business. Means. That's a good old days.
Thank you. That's right.
But yeah, man, Chargers. I just got back from. I think
Racing
I did
trackers.
A show in between.
Yeah,
my family went on our annual road trip up to northeastern Illinois along the Mississippi there near the Quad Cities up to Monmouth. Went to visit my wife's family. It's about a 15-hour drive, up 5 or 6 days and back with the family in the Sprinter van, and then came in here last week, recorded a show, and worked 2 days, and then 4:30 in the morning hit the road again with my old buddies from church, and went back up to Rantoul, Illinois, which is right outside of Champaign. And every other year they have it's called the Farm Progress Show, Half Century Farm Progress Show, and it's all about antique tractors, antique farm equipment, you know, balers, everything. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. It's on it's on an old Air Force base that's like 380 acres.
Yeah, look, you put some pictures out there, and it was that's pretty impressive.
Listen. I didn't grow up a farmer. I grew up a contractor, so I don't go up there claiming to know anything. But as you'll hear, like Phil Bushy's our guest with Legion, and their whole premise is beer and friends and community. And that, man, that's why I go, because I get to sit in a truck with these fellas for all these hours, and we talk politics and we talk stories, and I ask them questions and just listen to them, and then they ask me questions. They like to hear what I'm doing, you know. So And man, it was fun. But I've never seen so many side by sides and golf carts riding around this place.
Yeah.
And these people, all they want to see is these corn pickers go one after another and pick corn and just follow it like a mob. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. But it uses a lot of international harvesters fans up there, a lot of deer fans, and then you have like Oliver and those other tractors. It's really, really neat. And then every night they have a tractor pull. I'm going to give those guys a plug. A couple of my buddies that went up there with me are in the Stumptown Tractor Club. And look it up. I think it's Kerrigan Farms, I think it is. It's on the north side of Charlotte, up off 49. We went last year. The Roby family's doing a sponsorship. They have a little tractor pull. It's nothing like what we did up there. But it's great. You get to go look at some old tractors and stuff and take your kids, and it's really cool. You can go play with pumpkins and then go next door to the tractor show. And I think that's sometime in late October.
Yeah, we'll have to keep people posted as we
good
get closer
family
to that.
Event.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, especially if you got to get a pumpkin, right? You might as well get one from there. Just saying.
Do you have to get a pumpkin?
Of course.
I was going to buy a Christmas tree first.
Okay. Well, you're in the Christmas tree business.
Yeah, I am in the Christmas tree business. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, right? Oh, for a catapult and a pumpkin?
Yeah.
I saw a really bad fail on one of those. That woman whose head just gets drilled if the pumpkin goes the wrong way.
Like it came back?
Yeah. That is not a pretty video. That could not have felt good.
You ever done that with a slingshot? Had a rock hit you in the eye? That sucks.
You'll shoot your eye.
That's no good. But, man, I want to thank my guys, man.
Yeah.
Bruce Stone, Bill Cathy, and Henry Cathy, they're not brothers or cousins. And we had a wreck on coming back, 17-and-a-half-hour trip. We didn't wreck. There was a wreck on the interstate. So a lot of bonding.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It is cool.
It's cool to see the vibrancy of America, right?
No, I mean, Middle America is awesome. We talk about that all the time whenever I get a chance. My in-laws are obviously from there as well. But, Trent, we've got we're coming up on a break here. Tee up Mr. Bushy.
Yeah, we have Phil Bushy. We call him Big Phil, one of the founders of Legion Brewing, one of the partners. What a robust business story. It's a lot of fun to hear him talk, a lot of personality. So stay tuned. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We have Phil Bushy, which is spelled B-U-S-C-W-R-L apostrophe Y.
Yeah,
B-U-C-Y.
That was close.
B-U-C-Y?
B-U-C-H-Y.
Okay.
Oh,
there was
B-U-C-
an H.
I knew there was an H. I just can't spell.
But you are known for being part of the Legion Brewing team in town.
That's right. Yeah, we started Legion Brewing. My business partner Newton Craver and I back in 2015.
Oh, wow, so. I am a tremendous fan of the. I told you before the show the Juicy J. I think most people that's probably the most popular beer. I would guess that you guys.
It is. It's definitely most of our volume that we put out, but we've got all kind of flavors.
You do.
Yeah, we usually have about 15 flavors out at any given point. So
that's awesome.
We've got a big bottle release this weekend from our cellar series, and got a lot of fun stuff always in the pipeline.
And you have multiple locations now, which is cool. I was familiar with the one in Plaza Midwood. We live pretty close to there. And then the most recent is in South Park. And I met Ben Dobson there a couple weeks ago just for a quick meeting. That's a beautiful facility.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We opened that up September of last year. So
it's hard to believe it's been a year.
Yeah, it's
time flies. What took me so long?
That's impressive.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we met over there a couple weeks ago, and first time we had met in person.
Yep.
As far as I can recollect. And
you never know when you meet at my place.
Yeah, you don't know. It's like, oh. I think I've never met you before, but
we have a good time over at
that's
Legion.
Good.
Yeah,
but the facility, if I'm calling it the right thing, is beautiful. I think you said it's about counting the upstairs 8,500 square feet.
The footprint's about 8,500.
Okay.
We added a mezzanine, and we're closing in on 12,000. Plus, we have a really large patio outside. Right on the Greenway.
Yeah, you do. That area has really transformed. I mean, it is amazing. It's been a minute since I've actually been kind of back, you know, away from the mall. And if you haven't been over there in a little while, do yourself a favor, especially on a nice Sunday. I mean, it's unreal what's going on over there. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. The city's investing $11 million to put in a pedestrian greenway all over the neighborhood, and we're right on it, right on the a really beautiful section of the greenway. And
you are.
That Sunday brunch over there it's a great time, especially with the fall weather here. Thank goodness. I mean, it's a great place to sit out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah. So the cool thing is we met and started talking, and you immediately started telling me about all the construction products and the wood and how you built it and how you built these light fixtures. That, you know, the designer had something spec that was really crazy. And you said, I think I can build that. And I was like, how do you know all this? But I thought it was cool that was the platform that you wanted to talk about your place and what it meant to you and how it was built and how it was put together and where the wood came from.
Yeah.
The craftsmen that did it and how they did it. And then you said you spent a lot of time. You got an engineering degree. Am I right about that?
Correct. Civil engineering.
And then you spent a lot of time in the construction industry before you branched
off. I've been building since the mid to late 90s. Work for GC up in Virginia, going through college and right on through. I've always been building. We've sourced as much as we could locally with the construction, because that's also what we do with our food. We're a local company. We like to support local farms, local businesses, and that goes into how we built, like all the wood in our facility. It's a iconic, when you first step in it, that's what you first notice is all the wood. All the wood was sourced through Heartwood Tree and Carolina Urban Lumber. It's all within 5 mile radius of the building. When a tree falls down in Myers Park, Heartwood mills it up into lumber. Carolina Urban Lumber turns it into beautiful furniture and the siding that we have in the facility. And when you step in, it's like you're inside a barrel or a fooder. Actually, we have three big fooders as you step into the rotunda. And it's like you're inside of one of those. So it's really, really show-stopping and fun. It's warm, inviting, you know.
No, it is. It is. And I'll tell you, I live on the west side of Charlotte, so I don't get over to Plaza Midwood that much. But I was introduced to Juicy J. We were talking about that. That's one of your very popular beers.
It is.
I think you've had it since the beginning.
East Coast IPA.
Wonderful beer. I was introduced to it at other breweries, you know. I'm like, yeah. Juicy J, it kept popping up. I was like,
lot of friends out there.
So, which is great, which I love about the industry.
We try to do
the same thing with our industry. Hence, we have, quote, competitors on the radio show. But it's all about friends. And but a couple years ago, we had a real estate closing out on Randolph Road. And we said, hey, let's go celebrate, get a beer. My buddy said, hey, you want to go to Legion? And we went, and that was my first time there.
Nice.
And the food, it was like tapas food,
yeah.
But it was great, man.
Yeah, Plaza, we've got light bites in there. You can get a full meal in there, no problem. But it's definitely a light pub menu.
But it was a Friday afternoon. I think it was like 4 o'clock. It was hopping.
Mm-hmm.
The food was good. The beer tasted right. And then. After I met you, I went on your website, and you know, your business model is built around beer and friends,
and your
logo.
Friends and beer.
Yeah.
You know, beer's always been through the civilizations a way to bring communities together, bring neighborhoods together, and you just chill out. It's an affordable luxury. You know, it's great. It's for the common man, and, you know, I'm a common man, and I love hanging around with my friends. Meet new friends there at a community gathering point, and that's what we want to be as a company. We aspire to bring communities together, to bring our neighborhood together, to just sit down and have a good time and have a good conversation.
Well, and that what's so wonderful about the whole brewery concept is that it takes a lot of people that aren't familiar with that. They think it's a bar, and they think there's a time and a place, and some people enjoy going to bars. There's nothing wrong with a good sports bar, but they kind of think of the smoky environment. Dark and not as much of a community, but the brewery scene has really changed that I mean, we drove by, I can't remember which one, but one over the weekend. I'm with my 8-year-old daughter, and she looks out the window, sees a bridge. She goes, "Dad, let's go there. Look at all the dogs." And, oh, it, yeah. And just because she wanted to see all the puppies, you know, yeah. And there's like
that's
20 dogs
gimmick.
Running around.
It doesn't hurt.
It's just such a nice scene. It doesn't hurt, but we didn't go. But we, you know, yeah. We almost pulled in. We pulled in and pulled out. But,
yeah, wait, you should see it on Saturday, Sunday mornings. We have so many strollers just lined up like
yeah.
A ski resort ski rack. We call it the stroller mafia. They run deep.
That's which is cool. Great, though. I mean, it's not. I mean, I think that's cool that it's kind of become, to your point, a community.
It is. It is a community, and you know, because the community was already there, and we're embracing it. We're being a part of it, and helping lift it up.
And Charlotte's a new city. I mean, relatively
it is.
To the world and to the U.S. And it's a lot of transplants are in Charlotte, so a lot of cultures oh, yeah. have come to Charlotte. So I think it's really transformed our social scene over the last two decades. I mean, all I remember is a brewery. The only brewery I ever knew of when I turned 21 in my younger years was South End Brewery.
I was going to say the same
oh, yeah.
thing.
And
yep.
and
that ain't that equipment's still being used today.
That is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's over Sugar Creek's running on
really?
It now. Yeah. OMB picked it up, and now Sugar Creek's got it. So
I got it.
The history's still here.
And I think then OMB was the where Sugar Creek is now was my first like real modern day grown Trent experience. Great and wonderful place, and y'all are friends.
Oh yeah, yeah. The community, the brewing community in Charlotte, we're all tight. We just all got together last night. I'm president of the Charlotte Independent Brewers Alliance, and we had one of our meetings last night. And we were talking about, you know, how what can we do? We have one of our local breweries that needs help, and we are all getting together to see how we can reach out and help them because they lost a member of their brew staff and owner recently. So we all, 40 of us, are in a room like how can we help this person? How can we help this company since
wow.
they're going
That's
through this
wonderful.
Adversity?
Well, I mean, if you can't tell from listening to Big Phil already, he's a brilliant business mind. You had some quotes in the Business Journal a couple weeks ago. I'd like to talk about your business and your growth platform
yeah.
When you return. Can you stick around?
I'd love to. Thank you.
We have Phil Bushy with Legion Brewing. Hang tight. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. That was a pretty entertaining, educating
I'm telling you,
second
man.
Segment. We're really getting to understand the business behind the brewery scene in Charlotte. We have Phil Bushy here from Legion Brewing, multi-location here in Charlotte, one in Plaza Midwood, of course, the original, and then one in South Park as well.
And plans to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be, you got one coming down the pipeline, is going to be right across the street, correct?
Well, I like hanging out with you, so I figured I'd build one next to you.
I mean,
That's right across.
I think I told you the story. We have a building up on the corner. Our office is right across the street. It's going to be right across the street from your new Legion. But 6 or 7 years ago, I had a buddy that was in the brewing, not in Charlotte, and I said, hey, man, you ought to bring your location to Charlotte, and this building will be cool. And my dad was like, there's no way you're going to have a brewery right there. Well, poor dad's since passed away. But I don't think that my dad was not a big drinker, but he would drink some beer. But I don't think he understood the brewery concept and the gathering spot because he had never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Versus a
traditional bar.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
And, And I think he would have liked it a lot if he could have got to do more of it. So
absolutely.
It kind of connotates. He did go out to the Whitewater Center. We live on the west side. And it's got that feel, right?
It does
you
have
get
that
out,
feel.
You walk around. He liked that.
Yeah, they do a great job out there. They're great customers. So
that's good. Yeah, yeah. I've had some of your beer out there. So, so the article in the Business Journal several weeks ago, if you missed it, you can go Google it and probably look it up and read what Phil and his colleagues in the industry had to say. But it's talked about the business model and how it's evolved and diversifying geographically.
It is. I mean, Charlotte is just blowing up, and you know, it's got the two fastest growing zip codes in the entire nation, and it's got a lot going for it. Like you mentioned before, people are moving here from all over the place. It's got a great demographic. You know, it's a young city, great ideas. It's forming its own identity as it goes along, and it's a very bright future. And we at Legion and my compatriots in the industry, we're investing in that future because why wouldn't you? You know,
I'm with you. And the funny thing is, 2 years ago when the buzz hit the street that y'all were going to open a quote South Park location, mm-hmm. you know. Everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, is it gonna work over there?" Right? It's not Plaza Midwood,
yeah.
And I think it's worked.
Yeah. Well, we like to say that we're funking up the neighborhood a little bit.
Oh, there you go, and it fits. And you're right, the greenway that the city's, and you said they're investing $11 million goes yeah. right by your wall.
Yep, front door.
It's
yep.
pretty cool. And then also, I'll tell you to say that. The footprint of that building is 8,500 square feet, and, mm-hmm. and it's 12,000. It doesn't feel that big, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good that it is that big. You can get people in and serve more beer and food.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice,
warm, cozy feel,
yeah,
friendly
dude,
atmosphere.
It, really, it does have that with the big tables.
Full restaurant menu. Chef Gene Briggs is our executive chef. He was formerly of Blue, and when Blue shut down,
yeah.
He went on being a restaurant consultant around the neighborhood. He's one of Charlotte OG chefs. I mean, he's a rock star, and I was lucky enough to meet him while he was consulting, and said, "Gene, the job's yours whenever you want to come on." He did. He came on board. So,
and here's a beer.
yeah, he's a great friend, and just does amazing stuff. He is extremely talented.
So you also you don't just brew beer. What else are you working on?
Well, you know, all kinds of stuff. We've got the 2000 West Moorhead coming up that is going to be a production facility, but it's also going to be a great outdoor entertainment venue, a huge beer garden, kind of indoor-outdoor thing. We're going to call it the Ruins because we're leaving the walls up but ripping the roof off, so it's going to be a great entertainment
venue. And
they're
over there demoing that.
They're going
there
now, yeah.
They're getting after it. We've got another facility, kind of like a sister company. We're calling it the Trolley Barn Fermentory. That's opening up in South End, right in Atherton Mills. It's the old Trolley Barn
sure.
facility that they house the farmer's market in for a long time. The farmer's market's now going to be on our patio every weekend, but we're putting a restaurant facility and fermentation. We'll make our own beer and some other fun things. That's opening up in the spring/early summer, and you know, always keeping our eye out for new fun things to, you know, be a part of and be part of the neighborhood.
And you got a knack for bourbon too, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Come on, man. What, I got to set it on the tee for you?
Well, you know, we're doing so much. I forgot about that. Yeah, we partnered with Great Wagon Road Distilling Company, and we've got our own whiskey out there. Our Path to the Dark Side Oatmeal Stout, we take over to Great Wagon Road, and Ollie Mulligan over there and his team distill it down, and we've got a whiskey called Dark Side that is super smooth bourbon, vanilla, tobacco flavor on the way in, like deep leather. And then on the exhale, what's interesting and super delicious because it's a distilled stout, you get that roasted chocolate coffee notes on the way out. It's super interesting.
Well, you had me share a glass with you, and it was great. And as we talked about on the first segment on my crazy road show tour over the last week and a half, I went through Kentucky 4 times.
Man.
And I promise you, going through Kentucky, that taste came back in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Really. I was like, man, it's crazy. But it's good. And I'm not I try to stay a little bit away from liquor, bourbon. Sipping bourbon's a little different, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
It really was.
It's great after dinner drink.
It was great. So, no, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, this has been the most, I think, very fascinating show. I didn't realize you had all this stuff going on. Of course, we knew about the one on West Moorhead, and we tell people all the time whenever we talk about this side of the town or this side of the city, if you haven't been over here, come drive through. Just do a drive through. Yeah. I mean, what's going on this side, this sector
insane.
Of town is absolutely crazy. So you're kind of with the time. You guys are going to be here, right, as all this stuff continues
absolutely.
To pop.
Yeah, open up. About 20,000 square foot. So.
There you go.
So you're, I mean, your capacity, you're at max capacity.
Yeah,
right?
The reason we're doing this West Moorhead facility is our original location, Plaza Midwood, where our production facility is now, we've completely maxed it out. We actually had to contract inside. We only sell draft beer inside of 485 because that's as much as we can make. We can
wow.
only make about 8,000 barrels of beer. And we're maxed right
You only
now.
Currently sell draft beer inside of 485.
That's it. You can't get our beer outside. We can't add
He's got a he's got a bad problem though.
Talking about focus, so I mean, good grief. I know there's a bunch of, we talked about the laws. We've had John Marino came on the show and explained the laws of what's going on in the brew
world. Freedom.
Yeah, that when and you know, to self distribute, which I know you guys are doing, that probably makes your costs go down from a business standpoint. So, not necessarily a bad thing, but obviously you can't really grow. Which
yeah,
is,
we're stuck, and there's a lot of friends out there that we want to share with, and
I love how you put that.
You know, we're gonna do it.
Well, your 20,000 square foot on West Moorhead is going to give you more capacity.
Correct. That'll give us about 40,000 extra barrels.
And while you're hanging out, you'll be able to see 8,000. You'll be able to see this, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
It's going to be like a traditional. You get to see all the equipment and stuff like that.
Have a great public access, take tours, and see all the new equipment.
You think they could run a tap under Moorhead?
Probably. Yeah. I know we can.
TJ wants one under Julian Price Place.
We can help you plumb that.
I want one
there you go.
Moorhead.
There you
nice.
Go.
I think we can make that happen.
I'm going to talk to the city about that. So Phil, I'm going to ask you, I know you talked a little bit about your charity aspirations. Our last segment's committed to charity. We got to do a lot of that's going to be contributed to our cornhole, talking about Make-A-Wish story, but maybe you can stay on for a couple minutes
and
talk about what you got going on in your charitable world. You're obviously a giving person, but why don't you plug your business, give you 20-second commercial now, if you would, so people know where to find you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Our original facility is on Commonwealth Avenue in Plaza Midwood, or right across from the old Diamond, 1906 Commonwealth Avenue. Our second facility is in South Park. It's 5610 Carnegie Boulevard. It's in the Capitol Towers facility. And the other two are coming soon
in
next
the works.
Year. In the works.
Well, great. Well, you're going to stick around, talk a little bit about charity. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We'll be back.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are still joined with Phil Bushy. Phil, awesome story, man. I mean, if you guys have missed the last couple of segments, hit our podcast. I think we're not really podcast experts. We're getting close. But all you got to do is Google At Home with Roby, type in Phil's name, Legion Brewery, and off you go. But, man, a really entertaining couple of segments, educational, as we talked about before. As Trent always alludes, the fourth segment of our show is usually always tied back to charitable giving. And I know you all very much believe in giving back to the community at well at Legion.
Yeah, definitely. We stay very active in the neighborhoods that we're in and in the city in general. We're always doing something. We pick a new charity every month, and we have a tap that we donate the proceeds to every month, and we do other fundraisers. So we're always doing something for somebody. We like to focus on a lot with Tree Charlotte. We like to focus on the men's shelter a lot in town. And actually, the Creative Players Association right here in West Moorhead, it's a great organization that helps at-risk youth in West Charlotte and North Charlotte, picks them up after school, provides them a couple hours of tutoring after school, and then if they do well at the tutoring, they're rewarded with soccer instruction, and it's associated sister company / nonprofit with Charlotte Metro Soccer, and so you get the integration of people that join the academy to learn soccer from one side of the tracks and integrate it with people that don't have those advantages but have worked their way up and deserve. It's great integration, learning soccer, and after-school care. Pretty much butchered their pitch, but it's an amazing organization, and we do a lot for them as well.
And our neighbor, they're located right off of Wilkinson Boulevard.
Correct,
right,
yes.
Remount Road, right?
Yeah, right there.
My kids, there's a soccer facility in the back of the Stone Restoration property.
Yes, yeah. They're great people, okay. And it's their charity. The money goes straight to the kids. You know, there's no like a corporate overhead that's paying for. So we're really proud to be associated with them and help them along.
Well, that's great. Well, it's 9 weeks, I think, till the cornhole tournament, November the 2nd at Freedom Park. Everybody knows it's our 12th year. Pitching for Wishes, pretty cool story. And all of our fundraising here goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which
great
also keeps it money's local. And they have their new office over off Tremont, so maybe you can throw one of those taps over there at Atherton Trolley Station.
I think we can make something happen.
And do a Make-A-Wish tap there. So give me a little plug, and then we can help your charity. You know, it's all about helping each other, right?
Absolutely.
So we 10 weeks up, we read a wish story. So, Patrick, why don't you go off?
You guys are going to love this one, okay? This is about Vaughn. He's a 13-year-old wish kid and entrepreneur. No stranger to hard work, he was born with a congenital heart disease that required long hours spent in treatment and doctor's appointments. However, he doesn't let his challenge stop his interests. When he was just 12 years old, he started his own lawn care company called Vaughn's Lawns. Creative. That's pretty good, right? Vaughn says that cutting grass is his passion, so he knew exactly what he wanted for his wish. A John Deere X758 garden tractor. You have to see this thing online.
I mean, speaking about tractors,
unreal.
What a perfect story for this show.
I think this thing has a Hemi. Pretty sure. You should see this tractor. It's unreal. Okay, he imagined what it'd be like to hear the roar of the engine. He had the splintering of wood behind him and the feel of the new leather seat. Most important, he pictured how it could help him continue to grow his business. To make Vaughn's wish experience extra special, his tractor was revealed to him during Make-A-Wish's annual Cultivation Wake Up for Wishes event. Vaughn was completely stunned when he first saw his new tractor. He immediately climbed up onto it and checked out all the attachments. His dad said Vaughn truly was surprised, had no idea he was going to receive his wish. For the first time, Vaughn was speechless. He must be like us, I guess, can like to talk a lot. After Vaughn,
for the first time, I picked up on that.
Yeah, after Vaughn received his wish, he immediately started brainstorming what he wanted to do with it and how he would expand his business. He has already donated his time with family and friends, such as his Aunt Jeannie. Vaughn wanted to do something special, so he and his dad used a bagger attachment, bagged all the leaves he had collected over many years. Once they completed that task, Vaughn aerated the whole front yard and planted seed to give Aunt Jeannie's yard wonderful green grass for the season. Vaughn's dad said, "These are the kind of things that mean so much to our family. He truly wants everyone to have wonderful yards." This guy needs to reach out to us. I think we could help him write a business plan. Look at this tractor. We're going to put pictures up on
goodness
our Facebook page.
Goodness gracious, man.
But this isn't like the little John Deere that you see maybe in your front yard. This thing is legit.
Well, kudos to you, Vaughn. Real tractor boys don't say they have a Hemi in their tractor. They say they have a Cummins in their tractor.
Okay.
If you have a big old tractor. All right. The creme de la creme.
Or Case IH. I mean, we can talk some tractors now.
Oh, hey, you weren't coming to the table pretty good on the first segment. You need to back off.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll stay in my lane.
Let me guess.
Stay
you look like you've had a tractor or two in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, riding around the mountains of Virginia.
Mountains
there
of Virginia.
You go.
And you played college football, right?
I did. I played both at the Air Force Academy and at Virginia Tech.
I mean, and that's, I don't know if everybody heard me call him. You can go look up their story. I checked their website out a little bit after we met. I was so intrigued. They call him Big Phil.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
And Big Phil said it. He's Big Phil until Big Phil comes in the room.
Yeah, if my dad's in the room, I'm not Big Phil. He is.
And he said it's not Big Phil. This is Big Phil. Big, you pretty big fella. But the way you deliver, the way you talk and make people feel comfortable is very special. You said your dad was a salesman, and he was full of personality. But you have a talent. And it's fun talking to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's great being in the room with friends.
Well, good. Well, that's awesome. Well, I can't wait to come visit you over at your South Park location and watching your new two locations come to life.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you, Phil.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday and do the golden rule. do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.